You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 53 to 58. Now it came to pass, when Jesus had finished these parables, that he departed from there. When he had come to his own country, he taught them in the synagogue, so that they were astonished and said, "Where did this man get this wisdom and these mighty works? Is this not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brother James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? And his sisters, are they not all with us? Where then did this man get all these things?" So they were offended at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his own country and in his own house." Now, he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Now, when you look at this passage and see the way they responded to Jesus because they were so familiar with him, you will think familiarity was the problem. But Jesus concluded that the problem was unbelief. Jesus was too ordinary for them to believe him. Now, this, on a general note, this happens. In fact, in churches today, if God has helped you and God has placed a man amongst them that can bring the word of the Lord to them, they will not listen to that man. They will prefer to go and look for a guest speaker from outside. So all the people that God had raised in various local assemblies, it is outside of their assembly that they express their gifts, because the assembly will never accept them because they are too familiar with them. They're like, "He grew up amongst us. We attend Sunday school together. So why will he be the one teaching us about Jesus? We would rather go and bring somebody from outside." Now, that person they are bringing from outside is somebody that has also thrived in his own local assembly that they are now bringing. You know, so people from outside, we also invite this person from local assembly. So, brethren, be careful that you don't allow the familiar to limit what God can do with your life. It could even be people that you know, and that's why some men of God, what they do is that they don't want to relate with people. They believe if they are too familiar with you, that you are not going to believe them. So they distance themselves. They appear as if they are living on mountain. But that in itself is not the way Jesus Christ taught us. It is not for a man of God to class himself. It is for the people of God to receive the grace of God from whomsoever God had chosen. That person may be young. That person may be old. That person may be somebody you know so well. In fact, it could be somebody you know his or her past, but whom God is now working in his or her life. You must humble yourself. But where I really want us to focus concerning this passage is our personal walk with God. Unbelief can limit what Jesus can do in your life, brethren. Unbelief. It can limit what Jesus can do in your life. In fact, unbelief is limiting what Jesus can do in your life. The prayer many people should be praying today is, "Lord, deliver me from unbelief." Because the word of God is available. Sometimes people hear it, but they just go and do that which they have on their mind. Or they just go and do the lies that one man is telling them somewhere, even though they can read and hear the words of Jesus very clearly like this. And you can't advance with God with unbelief. The promises of God are available, but you must believe it. Even your salvation came by you believing. So ensure that you do not limit Jesus in your own personal life through unbelief. May the Lord give you understanding. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.